Welcome to the Veterinary Financial Podcast, where we discuss financial freedom and professional success. I'm Meredith Jones, a veterinarian and financial planner for vets. Today, I'd like to introduce Joe Warner. He's also a certified student loan professional and financial planner. Joe, welcome to the show.
Thank you. It's nice to be here.
Joe works with me to help veterinarians with their student loan plans at Vet Debt Experts. He is also working with me at All Vet Financial. So today we're talking about what a student loan consult is, why you might want one, and what to expect when you book a meeting with us. First, I'd like to introduce you, Joe, a little bit more since this is your first time on the Vet Financial podcast, so folks can get to know you a little bit. Joe, what prompted you to pivot your career into student loan consulting and financial planning for vets?
I've always been interested in personal finance. I'm literally the person that, you know, watches finance videos at night just for entertaining myself. I think it's something that it's probably not quite as entertaining to my wife, but I've always kind of been a nerd about that. When I got married a couple of years ago, we had to combine our finances and work through our student loan strategy together as well. I just really enjoyed diving into the numbers, you know, what different scenarios looked like when I modeled them out, whether it was retirement, big financial goals, student loans, and just figuring out what path forward would look like for those. My wife and I just recently moved to just outside of the Dallas, Texas area. For me, the timing was just right to really make that career switch into financial planning and student loan consulting. I just really wanted to have a career that was something I was truly passionate about and wasn't just a job. And so that is what led me here.
Why did you decide to focus on veterinarians?
My wife is a veterinarian, actually, something I didn't mention just a little bit ago. I kind of live and breathe that with her as much as a spouse can. You know, early in her career as well, she worked in a very large practice that had about 60 doctors. And so through her, I really got to know a lot of different veterinarians, become friends with them. And a lot of my really good friends are veterinarians now as well. And I kind of saw this pattern that was really similar kind of throughout all the veterinarians that I did know. Many of them had similar questions or the same questions, stress points. A lot of it revolved around student loans, really, that my wife had. A lot of them didn't really know where to go for getting trustworthy help or advice on those situations. I think because of that and being married to a veterinarian, I just kind of felt naturally connected to that space. And it just made sense when I made that career switch to focus on serving on that niche of veterinarians and their families.
Yeah, that's so awesome. Whenever I introduce someone new on my team, I always want to also just talk about what do you do for fun and just to have folks get to know you a little bit better.
You know, in the past, one thing that I've really kind of enjoyed doing on the weekends is actually moonlighting as a volunteer vet tech with my wife and going on calls with her. I call it volunteering as a vet tech. She refers to it as, you know, being her emotional support husband during those long weekends. But it was something really fun to do for both of us. So I'd definitely like to do that. Other than that, you know, you'll find me cooking. I like to cook a lot. I'm definitely the cook in the family, mostly revolving around the grill, but I have recently learned actually how to make sourdough bread, which if you haven't had homemade sourdough bread, I highly recommend it. It's a whole process that we don't have time to get into here, but it's really fun. And then I really like camping and traveling as well. And so kind of got the travel bug when my wife and I went on our honeymoon to Greece and have been to several countries since then and actually just got back from Japan. So definitely something that we enjoy doing.
All right. Awesome. So what do you nerd out about?
I'm definitely the guy in the group, in my friend group, that people refer to as the spreadsheet guy. And I, you know, I'm a personal finance nerd like through and through. I read a lot of personal finance books about personal finance, real estate, investing, things like that. So I really nerd out a lot about those things. And then I also really nerd out about student loans. I think a lot of that too started. It's funny, when I first met my wife, she was in her fourth year of vet school, and she was so nervous to tell me about her student loans when we had first met. And she gives me a hard time now because when she told me, I was like, wow, that sounds really fun to like figure out how to tackle that situation. And so I kind of nerded out about it a lot there as well. But student loans is probably one of the things that makes me a pretty huge nerd.
Student loans. So one of my favorite subjects too to nerd out about. So let's talk more about what's involved with a student loan consult and who might want to book a meeting with us. Joe, can you talk about some of the most common reasons veterinarians decide to schedule a student loan consult?
Yeah, I think it really starts at just the fact that many veterinarians are feeling very overwhelmed by their student loans when they graduate vet school or even years after they graduate vet school. The student loan system can seem really complicated, and most vets just want somebody to break that down, make sense of it all, and really just say, you know, here's what's next. And so I think just that feeling of being overwhelmed is really something that drives a lot of veterinarians to initially book that consult with us. And some of the things that I think make it overwhelming too are the fact that, you know, there's a lot of regulatory changes that happen. And specifically right now, there's a lot going on with different things for plans going away or new plans being introduced. You know, there's some changes with forgiveness and how that's taxed or not taxed. So I just think a lot of those regulatory changes as well are not super straightforward for somebody that doesn't do this every day. I think that's another thing that kind of leads to that feeling of being overwhelmed for a veterinarian to go ahead and, you know, pull the trigger on booking their consult as well. And kind of playing into that too would be like major life changes. And when something big happens, like getting married, combining finances, you know, maybe both spouses have student loans and aren't sure how that is going to affect the strategy to repay that, or how should I file my taxes? How do I get the lowest payment? Things like that too are can be kind of unknown. And so again, lead back to that overwhelming feeling. And then kind of the last two things that I think I really see is career transitions. You know, a lot of times with career transitions come changes in income, whether it's graduating or internships ending. Maybe a vet is buying into a practice and isn't sure how that's going to affect their student loan repayment. You know, just this last week alone, I heard a lot of vets say, they don't teach us this in vet school. And so when we look at all of those different things, it really just leads to this feeling of being overwhelmed and not sure what to do with their repayments. And so I think really that's what leads to most vets initially booking that initial loan consult.
Also new grads. And so we'll get new grads or recent grads who are just at the point where they're figuring out what repayment plan to sign up for. And should they sign up for income-driven repayment? What should their strategy look like? So that's another sort of archetype that we see booking a student loan consult. All right, so let's talk about how to schedule a student loan consult. You can go straight to our Calendly link, and we'll put that in the show notes. It is calendly.com/vetdebtexperts. It'll show you our calendar, so you can see what's available. You can book when it's convenient for you. And right after you schedule a consult, you'll be prompted to submit a quick basic questionnaire that just asks some kind of high-level information about your loans. You'll also receive instructions from us about how to download your student loan file. It's also called an NSLDS file. We ask for that form and that file. If you have a spouse who also has federal student loans, then we'll want to get their student loan file as well. Then you'll be all set for your consult. The consult is a 1-hour meeting on Zoom. To start with, we'll just want to hear a little bit from you. We'll want to hear about your student loan story, just how you're thinking about your student loan repayment and what you're looking to get out of the call, because that's going to help drive our conversation. We often have folks who at the beginning of the calls will ask questions about regulatory changes that may change their student loan plans over time. And so we'll answer those as well. And we'll look through your loan history and see what your repayment plan options are. Often the repayment plan options that are available to you depend on when you borrowed that first loan. And so we'll be able to see your loan history based on the loan file and be able to have that information. We'll also be able to calculate and see in that history how many months of payment credits. And I say payment credits because of the COVID timeline, because of course, everyone, if they had graduated before COVID or graduated during COVID, then those that time frame counts toward income-driven repayment and forgiveness as well. So we can see how many months you have toward the income-driven repayment timeline. And then after we analyze those details, we focus on modeling out the different strategies you could pursue with your student loan plan. So we spend some time clarifying your income details. So a lot of veterinarians may have more than one income source, whether it is because they have a salary and then production, or because they do vaccine clinics on the side, or maybe they have relief shifts. So we talk about income in some detail on those consults, right, Joe?
Yeah, definitely. It's definitely different for every consult because, like you said, there are so many different ways to plug that in. Because with relief, you have a lot of 1099 income, and do we calculate the gross or the net? I think just a lot of things about that can make that complicated. So kind of combining all of that in for both you and your spouse as well is definitely part of that.
Mm-hmm. And the goal with that part of the conversation is to get as close as possible to your adjusted gross income. And so that's what they use to actually calculate the payment on an income-driven repayment plan. And so any contributions you're making to pre-tax retirement plans like a 401k or simple IRA, or contributions to a health savings account, they come off of that adjusted gross income. And then that's what's used to calculate your payment on an income-driven repayment plan. And so we start to look at what the repayment plans look like. Then we can compare what the different plans look like over the long term as well, and compare the total cost of the loan on the various repayment plans, and look at what's the least expensive way to repay your loans. And that's often where those income-driven repayment plans come in. And then we'll take a look at, is forgiveness expected for you based on your debt-to-income ratio and how that plays out? And then also, is there a tax bomb that we need to plan for? So for most veterinarians, unless they are in a public service role, when they're going for forgiveness, they do have a tax implication, a tax bomb that is due at the end of student loan forgiveness. So that's something where we actually spend some time calculating what that tax bomb would look like and talking about how much you would need to invest on a monthly basis to be able to have that tax bomb at the end, and what type of account to save that in. And then if any changes are needed to your student loan plan, if there are any immediate changes, we'll often actually walk through the application with you during the meeting. So if it's something where, for example, you're switching from one repayment plan to another, and it's something that you are ready to do, we'll just go ahead and walk you through that application and have you share your screen and do that right there on the call. If it's something where you're going to be changing plans later, or we're just outlining a repayment strategy for you, then we'll talk about in a follow-up email how to apply for the new plan and give you all the links that you need. And we also talk about how your plan may change over time if you foresee that you're going to have income changes in the future, or let's say you're engaged or recently got married. We'll talk about those things as well. And if you're married or about to get married, then we also can do calculations and look at what your repayment plan looks like, what your payments would look like filing taxes, married filing separately versus married filing jointly. So that's something else that we look at. We'll finalize the details at the end because we often go through quite a few details during a student loan consult. So we'll make sure that you have a recap email with instructions on how to implement the plan that we discussed during the meeting. And the goal, of course, with these is to save you as much money as possible on your student loans. And we send an invoice through QuickBooks right after the call. And you'll also have a few months of email support after the meeting if you have any questions about your student loans or the plan after the consultation as well. Joe, thanks for nerding out with me today about student loans, and I'm so happy to have you on the team.
I'm happy to be here, and I'm just looking forward to helping more veterinarians navigate this, because I know it's not, like they say, something they teach in vet school. So that's what we're here for, and I'm super happy to be part of it.
Thanks so much for listening, everyone. We would love to help you with your student loan strategy and give you some peace of mind that you are on the best plan for you. To schedule a student loan consult with our team, you can go to calendly.com/vetdebtexperts and schedule a meeting with us. Until next time, take care and continue your path to financial success. This podcast is for informational and educational purposes only and should not be considered individualized financial advice. If a specific investment is mentioned, it should not be considered a recommendation or endorsement to buy or sell the investment. All investments involve risk. Past performance does not guarantee future results. You are encouraged to seek the advice of a financial professional before implementing any investment strategies discussed. Yay, compliance.